the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to be working today. Great to be here celebrating our freedoms and our First Amendment rights here on this Wednesday, Montana Talks. Today, some people are get a vacation day today. Today is a holiday for some people get an actual vacation today because it's Juneteenth. Juneteenth, the day that American Republicans ended slavery. You know, you think about the fact that we ended slavery here in America, and our friends in Great Britain and Dr. Livingstone and their efforts to end slavery and the slave trade that was going to the Arab world, to the Muslim world, remarkable in world history. The fact that there was this awful thing known as slavery that happened has always been around in the world. In fact, in parts of China and parts of the Middle East and elsewhere, it's still happening to this day. In parts of America right now, given these Chinese marijuana grow operations and other things, there's a slave labor still going on. But the fact that we ended slavery, that's what was remarkable in world history. This incredible country known as America. But you know, the random start here for this 6 o'clock hour of the show here this morning, since it's Juneteenth, I was scrolling through the Fox News radio headlines, and in Virginia yesterday, they had congressional primary elections in Virginia, and there's one closely watched race in Virginia, Republican primary. Bob Good is the chairman of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus. Now, he did not support Donald Trump in the presidential election, so Donald Trump and several other folks are backing his primary election opponent, a guy by the name of McGuire. And I saw this story. I thought it was interesting. So I listened to it. The race is still too close to call here on this Juneteenth Wednesday morning. And I'm thinking, okay, I downloaded this Fox News radio story so that I could maybe play it at some point this morning. But then I thought, well, you know what, this news report could be dated because they're obviously counting the votes. So I'll, at some point, maybe we'll get a live update on the Fox News radio update this morning that we now have a winner declared in the Virginia congressional primary. No, we won't. We will not get one of those updates today. See, because today is a holiday in Virginia, and so they're not counting the votes. You know, you couldn't have taken Friday off or, think about it. Juneteenth is supposed to be about, it should be about celebrating the end of slavery, but you know what the left-wing Democrats want to do. They want to make it about oh no, America bad, America bad. They don't want to focus on the fact that America ended slavery. No, they want to focus on the fact that we had it. But here's the deal. If we want to celebrate the end of slavery and celebrate freedom, what better way to do it than by counting votes after an election? I'm telling you, it's misplaced priorities.
Securing America.
As Russian President Vladimir Putin visits North Korea, American officials continue to warn about the dangers of those two countries' increased cooperation. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder says the alignment
is something that should be of concern, especially to anyone that's interested in maintaining peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula.
Upon his arrival in North Korea, Putin referenced the U.S. when he pledged support for the Koreans, quote, in their opposition to the insidious, dangerous, and aggressive enemy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is something we have been warning about for some time.
Jean-Pierre adding that
DPRK's provision of weapons to Russia has helped enable Russia's brutal war in Ukraine.
General Ryder says the U.S. focus when it comes to the Korean Peninsula
is on working with allies and partners to promote peace, stability, and security in the region.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures will range from about 66 in Bozeman to the mid-70s in the Billings area. for tonight. Skies stay mainly clear. Low temperatures from around 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in Billings. And then on Thursday with some sunshine, slight chance for a shower storm late. High temperatures from the mid to upper 70s around the region. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, out of the clear blue sky, George Strait breaking a record held since 1977. What a living legend George Strait is. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got that story on our Montana Talks website, including the photographs as well. Plus this one, you tell them, what is the coolest thing made in Montana? The Montana Chamber is running a contest. What do you think is the coolest thing made in Montana? Go to MontanaTalks.com.
You can plan barbecues and weddings. You can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to the Freedom Caucus, I've always agreed with most of their policies. I've always liked the, several of the efforts of the Freedom Caucus. But sometimes their tactics and their strategy are like, okay, I agree with their message, agree with the bills you guys are backing, but have you ever thought of coming up with a better strategy here? Maybe get some tactical advice. It's just like so often they just shoot themselves in the foot. And then you see this circular firing squad in the House GOP. And it's just like, guys, you got some great ideas here. You got some great bills here, but why don't you be a little more strategic in how you try to get your agenda across the finish line? Anyway, I digress. Bob Good is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, the U.S. House Freedom Caucus. By the way, the head of the Freedom Caucus here in Montana for the Montana Freedom Caucus, Barry Usher, one of the best you will find. Incredible state lawmaker. But anyway, I digress. If you heard me talk about this, yeah, this is your random start for the morning here. So Bob Good is the chairman of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus, and he did not endorse Donald J. Trump in the presidential race. He initially backed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, I'm a big fan of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as well, but Donald Trump is now backing Bob Good's primary opponent, and several other key congressional Republicans are as well, including Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke. But listen to this report. They are not counting votes in the race that is too close to call this morning.
GOP Congressman Bob Good, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus, seeking a third term, but Donald Trump's backed state Senator John McGuire has mounted a strong challenge. Ballots remain to be counted, but as of midnight Wednesday, McGuire led Good by 327 votes, or 0.52 percentage points, out of 62,495 ballots. Virginia observes the Juneteenth holiday and is not expected to count votes today as a result. A candidate in the race would be able to request a recount if the margin of victory is equal to or less than 1%. In the Virginia Republican Senate primary, Donald Trump-endorsed candidate Hung Cao wins, getting the party's nod to take on incumbent Senator Tim Kaine in November. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Well, hey, it's a federal holiday, so I guess our military troops, no matter where they might be today, don't man the guard towers. Don't man the gates. You don't have to work in the chow hall. No KP today. No PT. I'm sure most of the soldiers probably didn't have normal PT. But you get what I'm saying. It's like, okay, if you're overseas in the Middle East, because, we still have soldiers deployed to the Middle East. You don't have to wait till Friday to remember the people that are deployed. I guess they just don't have to do anything now because it's a holiday. Why is these people that are supposed to be counting votes, you would think that on a day like Juneteenth, you would want to count the votes. You would want to be celebrating the freedom to vote in this country. No, they're just taking the freaking day off. Yeah, no big rush, no big deal. Yeah, just put those ballots over there under that table, and yeah, we'll come back in a couple of days. What a joke. What an absolute joke. I mean, my goodness, like, this whole idea that, well, we got to have our holiday, got to have our vacation. You can take the vacation on Friday. You can take the vacation next week. I mean, there are so many working class folks in America that don't even get official vacation days. You know, many of us are lucky to work for jobs and employers that offer vacation days. But I'm sorry. You're an election administrator. You're somebody who's supposed to be counting the votes. Get off your butt and count the votes. There's people who fought for that right to vote. There's people, and the whole point of Juneteenth is supposed to be about, you know, celebrating the end of slavery. And again, what better way to celebrate these freedoms than to count the stinking votes? Is that something we all can agree on? I mean, my goodness, it's just like our country is becoming so soft, so weak. And then we wonder why, you know, our infrastructure and so much else is crumbling right before our very eyes. All right, let's see. Lots to talk about this morning here on the show. We've got new poll numbers that just came out. Now, these, I think, are internal poll numbers from the Montana GOP. And these are internal poll numbers. Let me pull up the press release from the Montana GOP so I can share what they said about this poll. Let's see. Here we go. A new poll shows Governor Greg Gianforte, Tim Sheehy, and Attorney General Austin Knutson leading or tied in their respective races as Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by 20 points. Let me just get right to the numbers for you here. Governor Gianforte leads the gun control guy, Ryan Bussey, old Fussy Bussey, 54% to 33%. So he's got, what is that? Is you guys who studied engineering at MSU, you do the math for me there. I know that's at least 20 points, but I went to journalism school, so I'll leave the math to you engineering majors. Attorney General Austin Knutson with an even bigger lead over some liberal lawyer guy, 55% to 33%. Now, this is the big number in the most important race in the country, aside from the presidential race here. Navy SEAL veteran, Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy is tied with John Tester at 46%. Now, some of you are thinking, oh, no, why is it that close? Why would anybody still vote for John Tester at this point? Let me tell you, I like what I'm seeing with these numbers. I like what I'm seeing with these numbers a lot. But I also like the reactions that I'm hearing to these numbers. I'll explain.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Northlund. The National Corn Growers Association, American Farm Bureau Federation, and the owner-operated Independent Drivers Association have joined the American Petroleum Institute in filing a lawsuit in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals challenging the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's heavy-duty vehicle emission standards for model years 2027 through 2032. Our network's Rachel Gable has more.
The group said EPA exceeded its congressional authority with the regulation with targets that rely too heavily on electrification and do not fully appreciate the role low-carbon fuels like ethanol play in the transportation sector. Minnesota farmer and National Corn Growers Association President Harold Wohl said EPA has tried to impose a one-size-fits-all approach to addressing climate change by prioritizing electric vehicles over other climate remedies like corn ethanol. While it could take decades to get enough electric vehicles on the road to make a dent in GHG emissions, lower carbon fuels such as ethanol are critical and effective climate tools that are available now. Ethanol, he said, is not only critical in the climate fight, but it also saves consumers money at the pump while benefiting America's rural economies. The groups also noted that EPA's standard will put America's farmers and their livestock at risk. AFBF President Zippy Duval said farmers rely on heavy-duty trucks to transport livestock long distances, and they choose the most efficient routes to ensure the animals in their care remain on the vehicle for as little time as possible. Battery-powered vehicles have short ranges and require hours to charge. Impractical regulations will extend the amount of time on the road, putting the health and safety of drivers and livestock at risk. I'm Rachel Gable.
For more on the lawsuit, visit westernagnetwork.com.
Rodeo Roundup invites everyone to the Musselshell County Fairgrounds on July 3rd and 4th for jam-packed rodeo fun. PRCA rodeo action kicks things off at 7 o'clock p.m. on July 3rd and 1 o'clock p.m. on July 4th. Come watch bucking stock by the famous Powder River Rodeo Company. Women's breakaway roping and the wild horse race are exciting new events that Rodeo Roundup is proud to present this year. And mutton busting is back by popular demand. So make plans to celebrate your Independence Day at Rodeo Roundup.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association would like to remind producers to stay vigilant to protect the quality and yield of pulse crops by scouting for pests. From seedling to third node stage, scout for cutworms, grasshoppers, and pea leaf weevils to prevent any economic losses to your crop. For timely updates, subscribe to Montana State University Extension Ag Alerts, NDSU Extension Crop and Pest Report, or the NorthernPulse.com research section for identification, monitoring, scouting, and control options.
We're turning back today. We see the nominations are now being accepted for farmers and ranchers to serve on your local USDA Farm Service Agency County Committees. Now, these committees make important decisions about how federal farm programs are administered on the local level. All nomination forms for the 2024 election must be postmarked or received in the local FSA office by August 1st. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says, serving on a county committee is your chance to ensure that other producers who share your interest, your production practices, and your perspective are represented. Nominations are now open, and elections will begin in November, with, again, nominations needing to be submitted to your local FSA office by August 1st. For more information, contact your local FSA Service Center. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I mentioned this latest poll that was released in the very important U.S. Senate race here in Montana shows John Tester and Tim Sheehy tied in this U.S. Senate race here in Montana. I like the fact that people are concerned when they see these numbers. I shared this story on Twitter yesterday. And I shared the poll numbers. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, you can see the numbers. And then you can see the reactions. So many of the reactions were people saying, what? How is it still this close? How are we going to get Tim Sheehy across the finish line? Things like that. And I'm glad that's the way people are responding. I'm glad people aren't taking this race for granted, despite how horrific John Tester's policies are. I'm glad people are taking this race this serious, because you can't take it for granted. And we know it's close. But also, here's why I think these numbers are good. And again, I don't want to tell you why I think these numbers are good, so that you kick back, relax, and, oh, okay, cool, we can just not count the votes because it's Juneteenth, right? Here's why I think the numbers are very good. I think it shows that the momentum is on Tim Sheehy's side. Look, an entrenched incumbent like John Tester should be doing much better in the polls. As this non-politician guy, military veteran, not a career politician, as this guy then starts to nip at his heels and pick up numbers. Think about this, too. How much money has John Tester and Chuck Schumer spent to try to trash this Navy SEAL veteran? And it's not working. I mean, they've been outspending Chuck Schumer and John Tester have been outspending Tim Sheehy and the Republicans by like, what, 15 to 1. They were spending $1 million a week trying to falsely trash Tim Sheehy, this great job provider, combat veteran. And it didn't work. Right. I mean, they were trying to knock him out in the GOP primary. The Democrats were trying to prop up another candidate because they were so afraid of having Tim Sheehy be the candidate that they face in November. So they were dumping all this money into Montana from their buddies in New York and California to try to knock Tim Sheehy out of the race in the primary. And it only made him stronger. So the fact that this poll shows him tied, other polls I think have shown him his ahead, I think that's very good, news, because it shows where the momentum is. And I think, look, you and I, we've been paying attention to this race for quite some time now. But a lot of everyday Montanans, they're not even paying attention yet. And yet, look at where these polls are at right now. And, you know, especially when you compare this Washington fat cat living high on the hog while Montanans suffer due to Joe Biden, John Tester inflationary policies. You contrast that with a fresh-faced Navy SEAL. Man, that's the contrast that Democrats don't want everyday Montanans to see. By the way, if some of you didn't watch that Senate debate yet, I've got that full video on our Montana Talks website right now. Back in 60 seconds.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Biden unveils a plan to give legal status to 500,000 illegal migrants who are married to U.S. citizens, claiming it'll be a huge benefit.
I want to keep building the strongest economy in the world with the best workforce in the world.
Utah Congressman Burgess Owens pans the move by the president.
It gives them power because it gives them more votes. It is very devious. I think it's evil. It's what it comes down to. And American people waking up to it. And I'm thankful that we're just a few months away from making a big change because we need to get our country back in a big way.
The Republican earlier morning show Maria on Fox Business. Tropical's warning in effect for the Texas coast from St. Louis Pass southward to the mouth of the Rio Grande. From the National Hurricane Center, which reports the big storm churning a few hundred miles from Galveston, sustained winds 40 miles per hour. 9 people are killed, 46 injured, and explosions at a military ammunition depot in Chad's capital, an official says. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Hey, we got a funny message here. This was from, is it Scott in Lovell? Scott in Lovell. Hey, since you're buddies with them, where are Mark and Paul today? Those are the great guys on the country station down the hall from us here. So here's the thing. If I wasn't clear enough, you know, I opened up the show. My random start this morning was about why are they not counting the votes following this Virginia primary election yesterday? Why are they not counting the votes? That's the Juneteenth holiday. So what better way to celebrate something like Juneteenth than counting votes in an election? Celebrating freedom, right? Look, for everybody else who's taken the day off, whether they get it as an official holiday or whether they're taking a vacation, I'm assuming Mark and Paul are taking a vacation day. Good, great, good for them. They've sure as heck earned it. I'll tell you what, 36 years of getting up at zero dark 30 to come bust their butts for their listeners on the radio, you're dang right they've earned any vacation day they take. So, and plus Paul's probably not on vacation anyways, probably out checking on cows right now anyways, so or fixing a head gate. You know, who knows, right? So he's like, no, I'm dry land. I don't have a head gate. Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's, if I wasn't clear, I'm not saying that nobody should be enjoying a holiday or taking a holiday day off. Like if you're the great folks that pick up the trash, hey, heads up, trash day is going to be on Thursday instead of Wednesday for those of you who have trash day on Wednesday. Great. Good for you guys. Thanks for what you do. You deserve a day. Great. Go for it. But what I'm simply saying is if your job is to count the votes following a primary election, why are you taking today off in Virginia? I don't think you know what this whole Juneteenth thing is really supposed to be about. It's not so supposed to just be about virtue signaling and trashing America. It's supposed to be about the greatness of America and what America has accomplished. That's my point. Let's see. Russ in Billings has a good question here, too. Get to that after the break. Plus, we've got a great guest coming up here right after this. Let me tell you some great news this morning. Montana beef. You can get Montana beef in your freezer, in your fridge, on your gas stove, and on your plates. Hey, my friends at Avalanche Ranch, Townsend, Montana, you can now buy Avalanche Ranch USDA certified whole beef, half beef, or quarter beef from the Avalanche Ranch in Townsend, Montana. They do Wagyu beef, And you will know it when you slice into their ribeyes, because the marbling on those ribeyes is absolutely incredible. Packed full of flavor. I cooked them on my gas stove myself. I didn't even barbecue. I cooked them on the gas stove, and it was incredible. Place your order online at avalanchewagyu.com. Avalanchewagyu.com. They deliver to Townsend, Helena, Hardin, and Martinsdale. Avalanchewagyu.com. That's got a Y in it, by the way.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, this has got to be today's oh, for Pete's sake moment. Oh, for Pete's sake, man. Old liberal Senator John Tester, flip-flop flat top for pretending to be such a tough guy on TV. He's got some pretty thin skin here. Russ in Billings sent us a message on our Montana Talks app. So Tester is all butthurt with folks making fun of his Prius. What a thin-skinned garbity garble. It was a garbled message from Russ. It was kind of like, Joe Biden introducing Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. But Russ asked a very good question. So does John Tester have an electric vehicle as well? Asking for a friend. That's a good question from Russ in Billings, because he's trying to force all this nonsense on you and I. So, I mean, we see that the big guy drives a Prius, but where's his electric vehicle? Anyway, great question. But, man, I'm looking at all these headlines here, and it's like, oh, for Pete's sake, the UK Daily Mail, thin-skinned Democrat senator hits back at GOP mocking him for driving a Prius with furious rant. TheHill.com, John Tester slams the NRSC as jackasses for mocking his Prius. Boy, you know, John Tester never responds to, you know, any major news stories like his votes for open borders or anything else. But boy, he sure responded on this one. We've got the chairman of the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, Montana Senator Steve Daines, with us right now. Senator, great to have you on the show this morning.
Hey, good to join you.
Yeah, well, as much as I'd love to talk about the Prius for a while here, I want to start by talking about what an incredible visit by President Donald J. Trump to Capitol Hill last week. You were standing right next to him during one of those big press conferences.
You know, it was a wonderful day, Aaron, to have President Trump visit the U.S. House Republicans and then come and spend time with the U.S. Senate Republicans. We hosted him at the National Republican Senatorial Committee building. It's just a couple blocks away from Capitol Hill. It was an honor. We had an hour meeting with him. I sat right next to him with 47 of my colleagues in the United States Senate. It was a unifying meeting. It was really good to see Republican senators, President Trump, having a robust discussion about what we plan to do when we win in November. Remember, we're 4.5 months away, Aaron, from, I think, the most consequential election in our nation's history. We are spiraling out of control under Joe Biden and the Democrats. Sky-high inflation. We've got chaos around the world. This 10 million illegals invading our southern border, terrorists coming across our southern border. Have President Trump back here in Washington with us was a breath of fresh air. And by the way, of all the Senate races that he could have talked about, Aaron, when he was meeting with us, the race he talked about the most was Montana. Let's not forget that John Tester has voted with Joe Biden 95% of the time. But I think Montanans might have forgotten how John Tester voted against President Trump on every major consequential vote. Tester voted to impeach Trump twice. He voted against every one of Trump's three Supreme Court nominations. He voted against Trump's tax cuts. It was very important for small businesses in Montana. And then to top it off, he's rated an F by the NRA, and Tim Sheehy is rated an A. So the message from President Trump is we need to fire John Tester, and please, please hire that great American war hero, Tim Sheehy.
There was some new poll numbers that came out yesterday. Governor Gianforte with a massive lead over his gun control activist opponent, Attorney General Austin Knutson, leading whatever liberal lawyers running against him by massive numbers. But I'm also very encouraged by the numbers in this U.S. Senate race. I mean, even though it shows Tim Sheehy tied with John Tester right now, to me, that shows that Sheehy's got the momentum. And, you know, a lot of us have been following this race very closely day in, day out. But most Montanans are just now going to start paying attention. But that tells me that Sheehy's got the momentum right now. But I'm also encouraged by the fact that our listeners, our friends on X and elsewhere are saying, wow, why is it still tied? We got work to do. We got to get him across the finish line. I'm glad that that's the reaction, because we can't take this for granted, and we've got to fight all the way through the finish line.
Aaron, the Montana Senate race will be the most important Senate race in the nation on November 5th. We win Montana. Tim Sheehy wins Montana. We have secured, without question, a Republican Senate majority for President Trump. If we don't win Montana, it is in danger. So the American people are counting on Montana to elect Tim Sheehy. This has profound consequences on so many areas, like the Supreme Court, like taxes, like the nominees that President Trump needs to move through the Senate to confirm, like the director of the CIA, Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Interior, Secretary of Energy. These positions have a big effect on Montana and the nation. Tim Sheehy will be with President Trump. John Tester has opposed President Trump, again, on every major vote. And I think that's being lost right now in terms of the narrative of this election. I'm grateful to see that Tim Sheehy is tied right now. That's a name ID issue at the moment. You know, John Tester's been in the Senate for 18 years. Montanans are still getting to know Tim Sheehy, to know his name. And that race will close, and she's going to see some momentum now and towards the end. But let's also not forget, Tim Sheehy has survived $30 million of Chuck Schumer and John Tester attack ads. They are brutal. Every Montana is hearing them. They're at every radio station, TV station, digital. They're scared to death, and they only have one option. They try to destroy this American hero named Tim Sheehy. He's a great American. He'll be a great senator, and I can't wait to serve with him back here in Washington.
Well, that's why I don't know if you saw a story on our Montana Talks website. So I was back at the National Marine Corps Museum for a military monument dedication, and while I was at the airport at Reagan on the way home waiting on my flight to Montana, my cousin and I were sitting there having coffee, and Chuck Schumer comes in off a flight, and I said, hey, Chuck, we're going to defeat John Tester in Montana this November. And Chuck just gave me this look. You could tell it got under his skin, because he and John Tester's his boy, you know. But I think the reason it's getting under their skin and why John Tester is lashing out is because, like you just said, they have thrown everything, including the kitchen sink, at Tim Sheehy, and it's not working. Yeah. They're getting very thin-skinned right now.
It probably reminds me, of course, Tim is a great American hero, 100 combat missions as a Navy SEAL, wife's a Marine. It'd be like getting carpet bombed by the Taliban for months and months and months without being able to hardly fire a shot back. And then suddenly you emerge and you're alive, you're well, you're thriving. That's Tim Sheehy right now. He survived the carpet bomb attacks from the liberals. This is Chuck Schumer and the left. Here's another interesting question. Ask yourself, Aaron, what surrogates are going to come out to Montana for John Tester? Biden can't come out to Montana. They're going to send Kamala Harris out to Montana for John Tester? They're going to send Gavin Newsom up to Montana? Of course not. But think about what Tim Sheehy has. He'll have President Trump. He'll have every strong, conservative, red-blooded American coming up to Montana, and like Tulsi Gabbard did recently in Montana. You're going to have a barrage of surrogates coming up to Montana that we as Montana will be proud to have in our state. John Tester can't have any of the surrogates because it exposes his liberal voting record, because Montanans can't stand Joe Biden. They can't stand the left. They don't want to see Gavin Newsom in our state. They don't want to see Chuck Schumer in our state. And believe me, Montanans are seeing through this, and I'm thankful, because it's a really, really important election. This is a generational change kind of election. We need to elect President Trump and elect Tim Sheehy in Montana to help President Trump move forward his agenda. to drive American greatness.
Jessica and I were watching some old rerun show on TV last night. I forget which streaming service it was, but so we finally saw some of the dueling attack ads, and we had to laugh because, you know, here's the Democrats with their attack ads on Tim Sheehy. They don't have one bad picture of the guy. I mean, he just looks like a cool, good dude in every photo they use of him, you know. And then you get to the tester ad, and it's like he looks like an angry, evil mob boss. So it's just pretty funny to watch the dueling attack ads.
I'll tell you what. It's just they're desperate. But you know, I wish all Montans could sit down and have a cup of coffee with Tim and Carmen Sheehy. You know, they were both deployed to Afghanistan. The first 6 years of marriage, they saw each other, you know, less than 2 months as two great Americans defending our freedom in Afghanistan. You know, three of their four kids were born in Montana. You know, Tim grew up in Minnesota. But look, his roots now with his kids, in turn, my great-great-grandma came from Minnesota to Montana and homesteaded.
My grandma, too. It's a Scandinavian Montana thing.
Hey, Senator, Scandinavian, he fits right in.
I know.
Trying to paint him as this, you know, this good grief.
He's like every other kid at the potluck on the High Line, for Pete's sake. Senator, if you can stick around, I want to ask you about President Trump's no tax on tips. If you can stick around.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The videos are real, and they're played in context. Green Jean-Pierre just goes out there and spews the party line also. But let me tell you something. Cheap fake videos, or an AI deepfake, as some have even suggested, it didn't make Biden say Uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals. Cheap fake videos didn't make Biden say we're in, you know, all these truths to be self-evident, all men and women are created by, oh, you know, the thing. That wasn't a cheap fake video. It didn't generate the Hur report that said Biden has significant memory issues, didn't even know, was I still vice president in 2009? And all the other mental lapses that he's had, you know, in that interview with her.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think you could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text SPIRAL to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPIRAL to 42424. That's SPIRAL to 42424.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Coming up next week on the show, we're taking the show out on the road. We're going to be live from Missoula on Monday, Kalispell on Tuesday, then Great Falls, then Butte, then in Billings for the Friday, wrapping up the week. So for this week, we're going to try to keep the phone lines open for you as much as possible. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk, whether we're in studio or out on the road. We open up
for free. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code 203, to save 15% today. L-U-M-E deodorant.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Thankfully, Senator Steve Daines was able to join us for a few more minutes. But of course, we've only got a quick few minutes left this hour of the show. Let's sneak in a quick phone call. Tim in Billings, did you have a quick question or comment? Thanks for calling.
Morning, gentlemen. Real quick, Senator, good to talk to you. Are you also whipping your fellow Republican senators about election integrity? Because we did have an issue even here in Montana about people voting illegally in one of our previous elections here recently. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, can you help whip these other senators? Every time a conservative goes out to eat, be as generous as you can. If you're leaving a tip, be sure to write on that receipt, vote for Trump. Trump supports no tax on tips. You want to see people really, you know, change their mind? It's their pocketbook, number one.
That's right. No, that's a great one there. And add Tim Sheehy's name to the tip as well while you're at it. No tax on tips. Vote for Trump and Tim. And Tim, Senator Daines, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, Tim, great to hear your voice. And two great questions. First of all, on election integrity, remember Laura Trump now is co-chair of the Republican National Committee. She's making this one of her highest priorities. There's going to be more dollars spent, time invested in election integrity than any election in our nation's history, including in Montana. We're going to have a lot of effort going on in terms of making sure this election is fair and it's honest. And remember, this election is going to come down to a handful of states for the U.S. Senate, starting with Montana, and a handful of states for the Electoral College. You look back in the history of Trump's elections, these elections come down to less than 100,000 votes out of 150 million votes cast, typically three or four states, typically about 30 counties. That's where you really have to put the focus, because if you're going to have election fraud, the left will focus on these pivotal counties. These pivotal states will decide the Electoral College. That's where the focus is. On the no tax on tips, you're exactly right. We need all Montanans, when they get their bill from the waiter or waitress, to write down, vote for Trump and Sheehy, no taxes on tips. It's absolutely a stroke of genius when Trump proposed this in Las Vegas a week ago Sunday. I was with Trump, of course, last Thursday, sitting next to him when he came on Capitol Hill and visited Republican senators. And he told me, he says, this idea came from a waitress that said, Mr. President, why are you taxing my tips? I'm working hard. Let's incentivize people to work hard to do a better job by removing federal taxes on tips. Great idea. I'm introducing that bill, by the way, next week.
You know, I remember when I was just a kid, my mom was still a single mom in Glasgow, Montana, and she was, she waited tables at the Cottonwood Inn. You're familiar with that place.
Mm-hmm.
I waited tables in high school and college, and I always remember as a little kid, I think that's one of the big reasons why I've been conservative is that I remember her saying one time, you know, it just really stinks that the harder you work, the more they tax you. They take a bigger chunk out. It's like, man, I'm seeing my mom work hard, helping my brother and I, and she gets punished by the government for working hard and making more money. It should not be that way.
Yeah, Aaron, you know, I started today this morning on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo, and I talked about this genius idea of Trump on the no tax on tips. And she asked me, well, wait a minute, we're $35 trillion in debt. Another tax cut increases the deficit. I said, Maria, remember, when you bring people back in the economy, moving from dependence on the federal government and moving back into working, they start paying taxes again. And so by getting people working in this country, one of the challenges a lot of businesses have is they can't find employees. Let's incentivize people to get back to work by allowing them to keep more money, their hard-earned money, in their paycheck.
That's right.
And that actually turns them into a taxpayer again. Instead of dependent on taxpayer funds in the nanny state, they're now paying taxes because they're working again. So this all is part of what we need to do in America to help this economy, but importantly, to help hardworking middle-class men and women who are struggling under this crazy Biden economy and 20% plus inflation.
That's right. Brought to you by Joe Biden and John Tester. But John Tester is going out for nice meals, so he ain't too worried about it. Senator Steve Daines, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your extra time this morning. Back after the Fox News update.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Are bump stocks legal again or what? The U.S. Supreme Court decision last week affecting the ban on the devices by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, still usually called ATF, has left many wondering what the future will hold. The court ruling is a bit narrow and doesn't mean that bump stocks could never be banned. It just means that such a ban needs to be the result of Congress legislating and not bureaucrats making rules. And that's why Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the New York Democrat, is bringing the matter up for a vote. President Biden called for such measures following the court ruling, though it seems unlikely such a bill could pass in the GOP-controlled House of Representatives. But if it did, someone could certainly sue for its repeal. Bump stocks remain banned by at least 16 states from red to blue, both like New York and Florida. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.